time now. Only retreat or surrender. Or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. Greetings, and again, I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind coaching and training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Hope everybody's doing great this beautiful weekend. It's actually the Fall Festival here in Bend. It's three days of music, fun, beer, food, just a great, great time up here. I'm really excited today because today is the 200th episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. That's almost 4 years of podcasting, and I, for those who have been with me for 4 years, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. For those that have just joined, thank you, and please stay with us. I'm intending to go another 4 years, and everybody in between, thank you as well for being supportive, listening to the podcast, letting other people know about it. I really appreciate you taking time to listen to the information. I hope it is of value to you. I hope that you're getting a benefit from it. More importantly, I hope that you're at least experimenting with it in your life. Because what I'm talking about in these podcasts isn't necessarily true or false. It's just some things for you to experiment with to see how it works for you in your life. And so I hope that you are deriving a benefit from it. And again, thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. And thank you for letting others know about it as well. Speaking of others, today's podcast is about masterminds, specifically mastermind groups and mastermind alliances. Napoleon Hill started this concept of a mastermind alliance in his book, Think and Grow Rich, and it has kind of morphed into not really what he intended it to be, and I like his premise behind it. I'll go into that in a second. What has happened is there are many personal development, business development programs out there that say or that have a mastermind group, and you join that mastermind group and pay X amount of money, and that's fine. It's all good. Most of the people who do it are very credible. They provide a great deal of value. They provide a great deal of information. However, I think it is a misnomer in that they are really not truly mastermind groups. They're just groups. So we have groups of people to get together. We have teams, and we have mastermind alliances or mastermind groups. A team is when you all are going for one same common goal, if you will. So if you're on a sales team, the objective would be sales quota. So everybody participates in achieving that goal, right? A sports team, you all are participating individually, but towards a common outcome, winning that goal. So when you're on a team, you have different players or different people who do different functions, that is, but you're all going towards the same goal. When you have a team, let's just say what's been called a mastermind team this day, these are just, it's basically big group coaching. Everybody comes to the process or the program with their own individual goals. They may share some things, but it's more individually driven. The Mastermind Alliance is a very unique group of individuals, and it's a mutual benefit for each person who participates. However, there's a couple of requirements that are necessary for that. Normally, the Mastermind Group or Mastermind Alliance, the people are not in your same industry. So if you are a personal trainer, you may ask for a business owner. You may get a massage therapist would be fine also, but you would tend to bring people in outside of your industry. Number one. Number two, everybody who comes in has to agree that the person who's coming in is connected at a spiritual level. This is really important. So it's not just people don't tell you you're in a mastermind group. You create a mastermind group with other individuals. So you may see somebody in the gym or see somebody around town that that is very successful in their business, and you may go up to them and say, hey, listen, I'm going to put together a mastermind alliance. Would you be interested? Do you feel that you would get a benefit from it, and would you be interested in participating? And if they say yes, then the two of you then would, because you need to connect at that spiritual level. It's not just for financial gain. It's also at a spiritual level. Napoleon Hill was very, very specific on this. You might call it a soul level. But you know when you get that connection, right? When you feel that connection with somebody, that's what you want to look for in a mastermind group. Then when you get two people there, the two of you think about who the third person is. And then when the third person joins, all three of you decide on who the fourth person is. So the mastermind is a mutually agreed group of individuals that are there to support and help each other from a different perspective. This is what's so important. When we participate in what's now called these mastermind groups, it's usually personal trainers are all in a mastermind group to learn how to do their business. Well, the problem is each of them they don't have a different perspective, number one. Number two, they were not handpicked by each individual. You were thrown into it. Again, those are good things to do, group coaching. Those are wonderful things to participate on because each person does provide a bit of reflection, a bit of perspective. However, when you start looking at a true mastermind alliance, it is much more powerful than group coaching because, one, there really isn't a leader per se, and two, you get people from different industries, and when you have people from different industries, they look at a situation very uniquely. So with the mastermind group or mastermind alliance, you may have an agenda of going around the table if you have four people talking about a specific challenge that they're facing. And it's amazing how different functions, you know, a business owner, a factory worker, a personal trainer, a massage therapist can look at one situation, one issue that you may be facing and have a completely different perspective on it. And this is what's so powerful about this mastermind alliance is that when you have a different perspective, you can see different solutions. Because when we bring together people with the same, I'm not going to say same mindset, but the same career path, personal training, massage therapist, coaches, we all tend to look at we tend to look at a situation through the same perception, and we don't see we're not able to think outside the box. When we bring a mastermind alliance or a mastermind group into our life, these individuals are already outside our box because they're not personal trainers, they're not massage therapists, they're not coaches. So already they are sitting outside the box. So when they look at a situation, they see it with completely fresh, brand new eyes and can provide wonderful insight. So what I'd like you to start thinking about, because we talked about, you know, start setting some goals for 2015, what I'd like you to start thinking about is who would you like to have on your Mastermind Alliance team? You know, think, go look, you know, if you go to the gym, go talk to different people who have a different profession than you. Maybe go to a couple of meetup groups and see if you connect with somebody, and then start to have a mastermind alliance group. And you don't have to meet once a week, you know, it's whatever you want to do, but start to think about it, start to connect, you know, do find those people who they don't even have to be in their own business, a solopreneur. They could be a CEO of a company, and that CEO may be facing some challenges as well, and you and your mastermind alliance can provide insight to that CEO because you're not involved in it. You might, you know, you may think that it's a silly question you ask, but when you ask it, it's going to cause that person to start to think differently. So really start to think about it. So look at your goals. Look at what you want to get accomplished in 2015. And of course, you know, there's still plenty of time in 2014 to go after what you decided you want as well. And start to think about who do you want to be on your mastermind alliance, on your mastermind group. And start thinking of different people that would have a really unique perspective on it. And again, it could be a factory worker, it could be a forest ranger, it could be any of these things, but they're all going to have a different perspective. And sit with them, meet with them, have coffee, get to know them first, and then present the idea. Just don't go out there and say, hey, you want to be on my mastermind group? Get to know the person to make sure that you're connected at that spiritual level, and then present the opportunity to them and let them know that they're going to participate in picking the third person and then the fourth and the fifth, and depending on how many you have. I would keep your mastermind group to probably no more than five. Five is a really good number. One, it's an odd number, so if there's a disagreement about something, there's going to be a number there. But also, five is manageable. It's a good size number. So with that, please take a look at that. I don't go over it in detail, but I do go over the mindset involved in creating a mastermind alliance in my book, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. So if you've enjoyed this podcast, enjoyed this topic, please give me some feedback. And again, thank you everybody who has listened for one episode, for 10 episodes, for 100, for all 200 episodes. I really appreciate it. You can provide me some feedback at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Look for the Contact Me tab. You can either send me a note or leave me a voice message. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.